Hey Gators and sports fans, get all your Gator talk, news, analysis, and opinions on the Pod Up with Matthews in the Morning podcast. Find us on your favorite podcast platform or watch us on Facebook Live between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. every weekday. Pod Up, because we are Gator fans. So say, it's great to be a Florida Gator.
Good morning and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the program. It's Pod Up with Matthews in the Morning from the Crime Prevention Security System Studios. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care. I got JC lined up here on the Titan Amora hotline momentarily. Then we'll be joined also by Jeffrey Meldon, the official law firm partner of the Florida Gators. He's going to tell you about a back-to-school event he has going on in the Gainesville area. And in the second half of the show, we'll have former first-round draft pick of the Carolina Panthers, former All-American at Texas, Blake Brockermeyer, who now works for 24/7 Sports. Get his thoughts on him being a former Longhorn, them joining the SEC, but also he has twin boys that recently signed with the Alabama Crimson Tide. Get his thoughts on, you know, being a part of the SEC now. So first, let's go to the Titan Amora hotline, and we're joined by Corn Dog. Good morning, JC. How are you?
Hey. How's everybody doing? Well, thank you, QB. Good to be here on a beautiful Wednesday.
Where else would you rather be?
Well, no, you're right. I mean, it's Wednesday is one of my three golf days, so I'm excited about today. Of course, I'm also reading a lot about, you know, some of these developments. This summer, QB, has been one of those where the media sits around and kind of tries to get through things to talk about, not the media, but people like, I guess, us or on radio. Yeah. And, you know, once media days comes, it's like, oh, thank goodness, we've got to July, we've gotten here, and we've got content. But this summer has just, you know, out of the blue, we've had these just blockbuster news items that have come out during the offseason here and has really made it interesting. Obviously, the 12-team playoff thing that came out. Then we have this huge realignment story that's come out this last couple of days, which is amazing to me that this kind of thing has been going on in secret, more or less, with conversation for quite some time, apparently, from what we've heard and what we've learned, that Texas and Oklahoma were planning on doing this for quite some time. And here's Greg Sankey and Bob Bowlesby, you know, congregating and doing things together and trying to figure out the college football playoff. And all along, Sankey knew that Bowlesby was about to get gutted like a fish with his two biggest revenue-producing schools in that conference. So a couple of questions come out as to what will the Big 12 do? Will they still exist? If they don't exist, that means that Oklahoma and Texas won't have to pay money to come to the SEC, assuming they get invited and are voted in by the member schools. And I can only think of really one school that might not vote yes. But outside of that, you know, it's been very interesting. And the SEC is just moving right along with its business. And I think the Big 12's got some serious questions to ask and then answer, and what their plan is to try to stay intact. What will the Big 10 do? All of these hypotheticals that come out of this are very interesting to me. And I'm glad that Oklahoma and Texas have decided to make this move, because I'm part of, well, I like to think of is what I'm interested in is the SEC. And so because the SEC, I think, bigger is better in this case, and I really do believe that. Certainly the money would speak to that. This has been a really cool couple of weeks. We get the 12-team playoff news last month, then we get this news with OU and Texas. It's really going to shake up things. The name, image, and likeness story that's come out now, and some of these kids who haven't even started a game getting paid seven figures, or one of these kids, at least we know of, maybe, perhaps. It's just been amazing, the things that have happened in the last, I guess, you know, that we've seen come out publicly in the last 45 days. It's incredible.
Yeah, it is. It's bizarre. You know, I talked a lot. Yes, it's become a big deal. Like most people thought, there's not a whole lot of guys make a whole lot of money. I discussed it at length yesterday. I still don't, until we see a contract with Bryce Young, what he's getting paid, I still have a
You still have a what now? Yeah, I didn't hear any of that, QB. I think you're reiterating.
Were you disappointed at, you know, this great, the great sales service ain't great. But anyway, I want to get your thoughts. Well, just listen.
I am trying to listen.
I want to get your thoughts. Were you disappointed that the USA did not win the gold medal in softball?
Yeah, I mean, that's surprising. Look, the Olympics to me is just an abomination. It just hasn't worked out well in any way, shape, or form for really anybody. This Simone Biles news that came out yesterday was, you want to talk about bizarre. I mean, the poor girl, just she's just not fit to compete, I guess, is what we're learning. And it's really hard to believe. You know, she's considered the best in the world, but her mental issues have taken over now. And the way I would look at that is, you know, it's really too bad you have to travel all the way across the other side of the earth to figure that one out. But you know, that's her deal. She's going to have to deal with it. Obviously, she's not going to compete in the individual competitions and shouldn't. So it's a long way to go to figure out that you're a mess upstairs when it comes to whatever it comes to. And, you know, maybe gymnastics is just too much right now, and she should just come back and try to be a normal college student somewhere. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what she's going to do. But that was the story that took over the news headlines yesterday, was Simone Biles. As far as the team events and the teams losing, none of it surprises me, really. I mean, you're competing in empty shells, and anything can happen. There's no emotion. There's no energy in any of these competitions. You kind of have to create that on your own. Some of the gymnasts who won the silver medal for the USA were saying how different and how difficult it was not having anybody there to kind of pump you up and get you going, because there is a lot of secondary energy that fills a gymnastics competition, and it's just not there. So, you know, listen, QB, I may have been surprised that they didn't win the softball. I don't think 10 people really are thinking about it at length in the United States this morning.
No, the Simone Biles thing was interesting. You know, she's not injured. It's a mental thing. It's almost like a golfer getting the yips. They showed her on her, you know, doing the vault pregame, whatever they call it, and she was just struggling. And I think it's a mental, you know, sometimes as an athlete, you know, quarterbacks are afraid to pull the trigger, golfers are afraid to putt. It's just it is what it is.
Well, it's too bad for her. I mean, it couldn't have come at a worse time, right? I mean, you sit around, wait for 4 years, and in this case, five. Because they didn't have the Olympics last year, and you think to yourself, this is it. I mean, the grandest of stages for our sports, and you just bottom out. I mean, you just bail, and it's too bad. You got to go that far to experience that. It's too bad. And you know, I don't know what she'll do when she gets back. I can't imagine, but I do think that the Olympics have been, yeah, and I've said this over and over again, they've just been kind of a downer. I'm not really into it. I watched last night, instead of the Olympics, I looked at the Rays and the Yankees. I watched the Yankees and the Rays play. And that would have been unheard of in prior years. I would have been interested in the Olympics. I couldn't care less. It just doesn't have any pull for me. It's just the way it is. And so I watched the Rays and the Yankees.
Yeah. Turn your car truck into a rolling billboard for your business or brand with an eye-catching vehicle wrap from Wrap Spot. This July, I mentioned promo code Shane and receive 13% off your vehicle wrap. Speaking with JC on the Titan MR hotline, we got a text on the Titan MR hotline, on the text line. It's from Daryl. He says, for the first time in my life, I have not watched 1 minute of the Olympics. Just can't get into it. Appreciate it. So, JC, switching gears from the Olympics.
Okay.
You know, NFL started training camp. I think the Jags crank up today. Your team, your new team, the Jags. I heard this news. I don't know if you've heard it or not, but Florida State is going to practice at the University of North Florida for like 4 days during their training camp. Don't you find that interesting?
Yeah, I do. I don't understand it. There's got to be a reason for that, but it is interesting. Yeah.
Well, the only thing I can think of is they're trying to – I mean, the practices, from what I hear, are going to still be closed. So I don't know, you know, if you had fans, recruits, and things of that nature that could come out and watch, it would make more sense. But I don't know if they're re-siding their practice fields, what they're possibly doing. But yeah. I find it odd that they're going to travel all the way to Jacksonville for like 3 or 4 days of training camp.
Yeah, don't know. Couldn't tell you. I do think that you know, we're looking at Aaron Rodgers coming back to Green Bay. He worked out a deal where basically he plays one more year. They give it one good old-fashioned try to win a Super Bowl, and then he can pick any team he wants to play for. So he's not going to Denver, at least not this year. And he'll figure it out next year who he wants to play for. You know, Green Bay is one of the most traditional, if not the most traditional NFL team in the league. And you've got, you know, I consider them in the Dallas and Pittsburgh Steeler world of traditional, you know, blue blood NFL teams, right? Successful, very iconic stadium and so forth. But Aaron Rodgers, I think, is just kind of ready to see if the pastures, if the grass is greener elsewhere. And he's going to give it one more shot or one more year in Green Bay. And so, you know, that's interesting. He shows up to training camp. And you know, it'll be fun to, I guess, hypothesize where he might play next year if he stays healthy and wants to play next year. There's a lot of folks who think Aaron Rodgers is kind of getting close to the end of the road. He is very close to Brett Favre. He's very close to Brett Favre in records as far as touchdown passes, Super Bowl play games played, so forth. He's very close to Brett Favre and almost close to Bart Starr as the all-time Packer quarterback, right? I would think the guy's got at least 5-6 more good years in him, at least. I mean, he's easily. Looking at easily. But see, he's not Tom Brady. He is not. And some people just have different interests. Barry Sanders literally walked off a football field, dude, and he could have kept playing. And sometimes you just – when you have so much money and you have so much gold for you, you may want to explore different things. I mean, the guy has cracked his collarbone a few times. It's a rough sport. He's played for a very long time. How many years has it been? Well over, what, 12 years? So it's been more than that. So he's been in the league for quite some time. And sometimes these people find different interests, I would think. But – yeah, he's got 4 or 5 good years left in him easily, but he is not Tom Brady. And Tom Brady lives for – I mean, this is Tom Brady. He wants to keep playing. I've got tickets to the Buccaneers-Rams game in SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles as a Rams season ticket holder, and I'm going to sell those tickets for a lot of money on the NFL Ticket Exchange to some poor sap in L.A. that wants to see Tom Brady for probably the only time he'll ever get to see him. So – you know, I don't know if that's Aaron Rodgers. That's Tom Brady, but I'm not sure that's Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I will tell you this, JC, with all your traveling around the world for sporting events, if you do not go to Lambeau Field before you kick the bucket, you're crazy as hell. It's the best venue in the National Football League. There is no other place like it.
Yeah.
No other place.
No, it's true. And the city and the neighborhood, the town, I guess they live in, it is very different than
it is like. It is like driving into Stark and there's a stadium.
Yeah, college. And
It's unbelievable. It's the greatest venue. Right. So I'm surprised you haven't done that as much traveling around as you do.
I am too. So, well, I've never really thought of Milwaukee, you know, as a place I want to go to. But after
Milwaukee, you're going to Green Bay.
I know, but you fly into Milwaukee, or I would think you do. But, you know, after being in northern Michigan last week, it's such a different world up there. I am going to take a trip up to northern Wisconsin one day. QB, let me switch back.
Hang on just a second. Keep that thought. We got a Facebook Live brought to you by Melton Law, the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators. Scott asked, JC is a big-time ticket scalper, and it's all legal now, like the NIL. But John asked, as far as QBs go, Green Bay QBs go, would you rank Rodgers ahead of Favre? I would. I think Aaron Rodgers is probably one of the three most talented NFL quarterbacks I've ever seen. And if I were to start a franchise today, I'm not sure if I would take Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes. those would be my two guys.
Well, I would, yeah, and that makes sense, but I would go with Patrick because of his he's much younger than Aaron Rodgers. But I certainly understand your point and certainly would agree that he is up there. You know, just the talent he has is just, it's unrivaled in most cases throughout the league and only by one or two players, if that. Certainly by Mahomes, perhaps. But, you know, those would be the ones. I agree with you. But Aaron's up there a little bit in age. He's been around the block a little bit. And I think Mahomes is possibly his best days are still way ahead of him. The Chiefs took away the horse that runs out with the arrow now. They're not going to do that. I'm surprised they're still the Chiefs, but they are. And then, you know, I looked at this Texas-Oklahoma thing. And you know, really, like I said earlier in the 10 minutes ago, there's maybe just one school that's not going to vote to have them come into the SEC. And I understand why that A&M wouldn't want Texas there, but they're going to get in and they're going to start playing again. And that's the right thing to do. And they're going to have to fight for these recruits in the state of Texas a little bit more. A lot of Texas A&M players come to the school because they want to play in the SEC. And Texas, I think, has missed out on that. And I think it's one of those situations where they've just decided if you can't beat them, join them. And that's what's happening. And that's why Texas is one of the reasons why Texas is coming, as is Oklahoma. Don't know what's going to happen to the Big 12, but I do think that it really is hard to imagine. Now, think about this. They're saying that they're not going to be here till 2025. Okay, that's what they said publicly, and I kind of believe that. But imagine playing in a league for the next 3 years where you're basically, you know, you're not going to be there much longer.
Yeah.
You're recruiting players to say, you know, we like it here, but we really want to be over there, but you should come here anyway. That's going to be difficult. And I just think that something's going to happen between now and 2025. That's going to get these two teams into the league beforehand. One of the scenarios would be the Big 12 collapsing and basically failing to exist. Because let's face it, West Virginia is going to try to get to the ACC as fast as possible. I would also think that some of these other schools are making phone calls trying to figure out if they can, you know, can Iowa State try to get into the Big 10? You know, that would be a natural fit. They should. Their cross-state rival is in the Big 10. Or is the Big 12 going to call Oregon or some of these California schools and say, look, we're trying to extend this westward, be part of our group. But what do they have to offer? The schools that are left over in the Big 12 don't offer you much on the revenue side. But what the Big 12 has that the ACC doesn't have is more revenue currently. Once Texas and Oklahoma leave, that's going to change. So they're scrambling. And I think what you're going to see is that league possibly just disintegrate. And at some point, you're going to have Texas and Oklahoma get into this league before 2025. But as it stands right now, that's the plan, 2025, because of the amount of money it would cost both of these schools to try to leave that conference.
Yeah, I agree. I do think it's going to happen quicker. It's interesting, as you pointed out, they're going to be playing in that Big 12 this year. I mean, not that they care, but the fan bases from the Baylors and the Texas Techs of the world, what they're going to be doing to those teams, in the stadium. You know, it is what it is, but it's weird that they are going to be playing supposedly for 3 years in a league that they're leaving.
I just can't see how that's going to, I mean, it's going to happen if it happens, but finances is the only reason why it still would happen. But I would think something is going to happen before 2025.
Well, we got a couple of Facebook Lives, JC. Hopefully you can hear me. Brought to you by Meldon Law. John says, when A&M and Missouri got invited to the SEC, they were playing SEC following football the following year. And John also believes he thinks Texas and OU will be in the SEC next year.
Well, the only way that would happen, there's two ways that happens. One, the league collapses, and two, they pay that $80 million coming off the pandemic when they had no revenues last year. So I don't know. I mean, you could do that. It's very expensive. I don't see, and this is why I can't see Clemson or FSU leaving the ACC anytime soon. Their deal goes to 2036. They'll bankrupt the entire school if they were to have to pay those fees. And I don't know if they would. Maybe the lawyers can get together and they can work out a deal. There's always a way to work out a deal. But when you look at college football value rankings, the three top schools include one of the schools coming from the Big 12, and that's Texas. with revenues, followed by Alabama and Ohio State. So, and Georgia's up there too. So, I mean, Texas has the money, obviously, and they could probably do it, but it would be a stretch for Oklahoma. That athletic department, I don't think, is anywhere the size of Texas's, although they do have over 120, or they recorded over 126. Let's see, this is according to the Wall Street Journal, and I think this was in 2018. I don't know. 100. I'm reading it on Twitter. It's over $126 million in revenues. So obviously that's way before. It has to be before the pandemic for sure. But these are the way you value schools, and this is what banks look at. They want to go out and get some money and try to pay this thing off and try to reorganize. But these grant of right issues are very, very stringent in terms of how much money we're talking about here. It's crazy money.
Yes, it is. Well, JC, good stuff as always.
All right.
We gotta kick you to the curb and bring on the official law firm partner of the Florida Gators, Mr. Jeffrey Meldon. So we'll talk
Very good.
You on Friday.
You got it. Okay.
All right. That's JC joining us on the Titan MR Hotline. We're going to go back to the Titan MR Hotline, and we're joined by Jeffrey Meldon from Meldon Law. Good morning, Jeffrey. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Shane. How you doing today?
Doing well. Jeffrey, I know you have a big kickoff the school season event. I want to say it's at Citizens Field. Can you tell everybody what that's all about?
Yes. This Saturday from 10 to 12, we're giving away 3,000 free backpacks filled with school supplies to support PAVE Stop the Violence. It's a really cool program. It's been going on. This is its 22nd year. And it's going to be out at Citizens Park, right next to Citizens Field, this Saturday, 10 to 12. And we're going to be giving away free Meldon Law sunglasses as well.
Sweet.
And it's going to be a really cool program. You remember the program Different Strokes, mm-hmm. Willis on Different Strokes?
Right.
Well, anyhow, his name is Todd Bridges, and he's going to be the guest speaker for the program. And Reverend Carl Anderson is the organizer of the program. We were involved last year, and I was so impressed with the turnout, even in the midst of a COVID. There were thousands of people that showed up to get the free backpacks. And with what's been going on in Gainesville with a lot of, violence in the past couple months, we felt that this was a very, very important year to stress that there's alternatives. And we're trying to encourage people to take a peaceful path and to be constructive within our community.
Jeffrey, so can anyone just show up and get a free backpack? Do they have to go to your website and register? How's that work?
Well, they can go to pavingpeace.org to pre-register. However, anybody who shows up will get a free backpack for each of the kids that they bring with them.
Awesome. Tell us, how's it going? I know you just recently opened up your new office down in Ocala. How's it going down there?
Boy, it's exciting, Shane. We have an office. It's right on 441. The address is 1326 South Pine Avenue. It's right across from the two major hospitals in Ocala. And it's really exciting because Ocala has always been a large part of our clientele, and we wanted to service them even better. We've had offices there for 43 years, but having a dedicated office we felt would really help a lot.
I know. Most people know you are the official law firm for the Florida Gators, Jeffrey. And I know in baseball season, are you doing any kind of ticket giveaways for football season?
Yes, I'll tell you. For the first game against FAU this fall, we are giving away 100 tickets to the Boys and Girls Club of Alachua County and Marion County to get 100 kids into the stadium to see that opening ball game.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, how's everything going with the university? I've seen all your commercials with you and your son, Kerry. Things are going well?
Yeah, it's actually really cool. We were over at Spurrier's last night with the head ball coach, and boy, the buzz, you know, is really going on about, you know, what's going to, you know, happen with, you know, you know, the name, image, likeness. That was a big part of, you know, the buzz going on last night, talking about, you know, what's going to happen in all the different scenarios for people trying to game the system.
Yeah, so I know Kerry's really involved with the name, image, and likeness. I know he's been on Buddy Martin's show speaking of that. From a lawyer standpoint, what do you think about the name, image, and likeness for these student athletes?
I've always felt that the student athletes should be compensated for their tremendous contribution. They participate in raising over $100 million for the University of Florida Athletic Association every year. And I think it's really important that they're able to live a comfortable life. They work their butts off at practice. I mean, you better than anybody know what it's like. And if you come from a family with money, then, you know, it's fine. You got a scholarship and a dorm to live in. But when it comes to folks that don't have that privilege, and I think they deserve to live a similar life to the rest of the students, meaning that they have money to, you know, go out at night, and they have money to, you know, buy things that they need. And sometimes their families aren't able to help them out. So I've always felt that there should be some kind of way to help fairly compensate student athletes.
Before we let you go, Jeffrey, let everybody go. Know again, if they have any legal issues, they want to get in touch with you, the phone number they can call and the different locations of your offices.
Yeah, Shane, our phone number is local, 352-373-8000 or 1-800-373-8000 anywhere. Or the easiest way is just Google Meldon Law, and you'll find out how to get a hold of us. Getting back to the name, image, and likeness, I'll tell you, it's going to be a mess. although I feel like student athletes should be compensated, it's coming on fast. It's going to be a mess. I think that there's going to be people out there that won't do it the right way, not necessarily at Florida, but certainly at some of our competitors. And, you know, football coaches, they're going to all try to use it in recruiting. It's going to be really interesting to see how the whole thing unfolds.
No doubt about it. Well, Jeffrey, we appreciate you taking the time. Again, one more time. What time is the event on Saturday?
Saturday, 10 to 12. Citizens Park, 3,000 free backpacks for as many kids as you bring. So show up. It's going to be a good time. We're going to have the chief of police there. The sheriff's going to be there and a bunch of other dignitaries, and Todd Bridges, guest speaker. We're really behind this one, Shane. This is a very, very important program for our community.
Awesome. Good stuff, Jeffrey. We appreciate everything you do for our program, and we will talk to you soon, my man.
Well, thank you very much, Shane, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yes, sir. That's Jeffrey Meldon, the official law firm partner of the Florida Gators. If you got joint pain in your knees, shoulders, hip, or back that won't go away, you need to check out QC Kinetics for long-lasting relief. No surgery, drugs, or downtime. Schedule your free consultation at QC Kinetics, 352-400-4550. Call the good folks at QC Kinetics. That's 352-400-4550. We're going to take our first time out of the program. We come back, we'll be joined by the former first-round draft pick of the Carolina Panthers, former Texas All-American, who now works for 24/7 Sports, get his thoughts on the Texas Longhorns and the Oklahoma Sooners joining the SEC. You're watching and listening to Pot Up with Matthews in the Morning from the Crime Prevention Security System Studios.
We want to take this moment to thank all our sponsors who keep the show going and pay the bills. Our gridiron sponsors are Crime Prevention Security Systems, large enough to serve you, small enough to care. Titan MRI, Gainesville's only locally owned and operated MRI facility. Meldon Law, won't back down. Peachland Dental, Gator Nation's first choice for dentistry in Port Charlotte. Comfort Temp, comfort is our business, peace of mind is our promise. QC Kinetics, non-surgical regeneration, live pain-free. South State Bank, Celebration Point Town Center, Chris Doring Mortgage. Some of our touchdown sponsors are Big Mills Cheesesteaks, MB Listing, Cornerstone Financial, McDonald's of Gainesville, My IT Masters, Gainesville Neon and Signs, 84 Lumber, Tropical Smoothie Cafe, Chick-fil-A on Archer Road, Avery and Smith, Dowling Signs, Chomp Carter Apparel, Ruse Ogre Agent, State Farm Insurance, Silver Cube Billiards and Sports Bar. If you are interested in promoting your business on the show, visit potupwithshane.com and click the advertise button. Again, thank you to all the great businesses that support the show. If you like what we're doing here, make sure to follow us and support the businesses that support us.
Looking for all type of restaurant people, managers, servers, bartenders, hosts, cooks, dishwashers, bussers. If you think you're good in the restaurant business, then give us a call.
Spurrier's Gridiron Grill job fair is open now. All you have to do is go to spurriersdraft.com and fill out an application.
We're looking for the good team members, and we're looking for people with a wonderful attitude that can make Spurrier's Gridiron Grill the best we can possibly be. To apply, go to spurriersdraft.com.
Welcome back to the Crime Prevention Security System Studios, large enough to serve you, small enough to care. Celebration Points, where the Gators go to celebrate, with premium brands like Regal Cinemas, Bass Pro Shops, Nike, Le Macaron French Pastries, Palmetto Moon, and coming August the 11th of 2021, the HBC's new restaurant, Spurrier's Gridiron Grill and Visor's Tailgate and Rooftop Bar. We will see you at Celebration Point, where the Gators go to celebrate. We're now going to go back to the Titan MR hotline and head out to the state of Texas. And we're joined by former All-American for the Texas Longhorns, first-round draft pick of the Panthers, teammate of mine with the Panthers and the Bears. He also played for the Denver Broncos, offensive lineman Blake Brockmeyer. Good morning, Blake. How are you, man?
Morning, man. How's it going?
Not too bad. You're now a media boy, huh? You went into the coaching ranks. Now you're working for 24/7 Sports. So do you like it? What all are you doing? And just tell us a little about what's going on with 24/7 Sports.
Yeah, well, I've got three kids playing college football this year, so the coaching deal would be very difficult to do. That's obviously my first love, but I want to be able to watch my kids come down to the swamp this year for the first time. So it was just more of a, kind of a family decision for me to do that. With 24/7 Sports, I've been talking to them for a few months, and I'm going to do some, analyzing college football, breaking down different games, and talking about, teams across the nation, doing podcasts, doing some writing for them, transfer portal, TV, kind of a little bit of everything. It's not, kind of one specific thing. It's kind of a little bit of everything. So I'm excited to dig into that and learn about some of these other teams in the country, like your Florida Gators.
Yep, absolutely. So, Blake, obviously, as I mentioned earlier, you're an All-American at Texas. You have one of your boys that plays linebacker there at the University of Texas. What are your thoughts? What's the buzz around the state of Texas about OU and Texas joining the SEC?
Well, first of all, it's not OU Texas. It's Texas OU. So make sure you get that straight.
Got it.
But it's funny because, the narrative's changed a lot because, in the last, 20 years, nobody wants to play in the SEC. Now that they're in that they're going to be in the SEC, everybody's all excited about it. So it's kind of funny how that goes. But From what I can gather, this is a huge deal. In my personal opinion, I think it's probably the best moment for Texas football since they won the national championship. So I think it's a huge deal. It's going to really help both programs. Oklahoma doesn't need a whole lot of help right now. They've been dominating the Big 12 for a long time, but I think this is going to help them even more. But I think for Texas, this is really going to help them because they're in the premier conference in the country. They lose a lot of players to A&M, not just because they're in the SEC, but I think kids want to play against the best and the best conference on the biggest stage, and the SEC is where it's at, not the Big 12.
Well, it's interesting you said that because it's kind of a two-part question for you here. One, do you think OU and Texas – or Texas OU, my bad. Texas OU, they're talking about joining in 2025. I personally think it's going to happen quicker. I want your thoughts on that. Do you think they get in maybe next year or the following year? The second part, you mentioned about how the state of Texas from a recruiting standpoint, maybe Texas has lost players to A&M because they play in the SEC. Obviously, we'll talk about it in a minute. You had twin boys that signed this past year with the Alabama Crimson Tide, and you were an All-American at Texas. Was it because they wanted to play in the SEC? First, answer the it's a two-part question, and I'll let you go from there.
The first, remind me what the first part was again.
Right. You're offensive lineman. You can't remember.
A little bit slow.
So the first part was, do you think Texas and OU? Will they join before 2025?
Yeah. I think so. I think, I can't imagine a conference that would want the, lame duck teams in there for the next, 3 or 4 years. So I think what'll happen is that, they'll lawyer up, everyone will fight. There's the governor of the state of Texas is a Longhorn. So the last couple of governors we've had have been Aggies and a Baylor grad. So I think that'll help. I think they'll push it along. I think there'll be a lot of fight, but I think at the end of the day, there'll be a big, they're talking, 70, 80, million dollars a year to get out of this. I think the number will lower. Obviously, when you take Texas and Oklahoma out of the TV deal, the number for the rest of the teams in the Big 12 is going to drop by probably 75%, I would think. So I do think that'll happen quicker. I know Alabama comes to Austin September the 10th of 22. So it'd be interesting to see if that's an SEC game now, which would be fun. So we'll see how that goes. I think it'll take a while to figure that out, but I think that's going to happen sooner than later. I would expect it to be next year personally, but you never know. And then the second part, talking about recruiting, I think playing the SEC is a big deal. Obviously it's, the premier conference in college football. I know both of my kids, that was appealing to them, but at the end of the day, the most appealing thing was to play for the greatest football coach in the history of college football at Alabama and have a chance to win a national championship every year. So, Alabama can do that right now, and Texas isn't there yet.
Let me ask you this, because, your two twins were very highly recruited, and I'm trying to think, did they sign early before Sarkisian got to Texas?
Yeah, they signed early signing, but Sarkisian had just taken the job like a week before, maybe not even a week before. So it was kind of a weird deal, and, it kind of happened late. I don't think it would have really mattered at that point because there's so much you have to do to get ready, early enroll and get ready. But it was, they kind of did it at the last second, but it's a great move for Texas, and they've hired some great coaches, and I'm excited to see how they do this year.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, I know Texas has had some down years, and you being an alumni and you having one kid on the team, what your thoughts were. I think Sarkisian, I mean, he's had a bunch of different head coaching jobs, but I thought what he did at Alabama was phenomenal. And maybe, you know, he's made some mistakes. Everybody does. I think he's learned from those. Do you think he's the right person for the Texas program?
I mean, I think so. I mean, he did a great job at Alabama. He's coaching the NFL. He's probably one of the top, you know, five play callers in college football, in my opinion. I mean, he's done a great job there. I think it really boils down to what everybody else always says is, you know, if you get rid of so-and-so, who are you going to hire? And mm-hmm. I know they wanted Urban Meyer, you know, as their number one choice. And I know that was, the guy that they wanted, but, you know, you can't blame, you know, Urban Meyer for going to Jacksonville when you get a franchise quarterback with the first pick. It's big salary cap room. So I just think, I think he's a great hire, and I know that the buzz in Austin is up there, and people are excited, and it's a lot different vibe than it's been the last few years down there. I know that for sure.
At Chris Doering Mortgage, they do mortgage lending right, helping home buyers throughout Gainesville and North Central Florida. Call Chris Doering Mortgage today at 352-244-0840. We're speaking with former All-American at the University of Texas, Blake Brockermeyer, on the Titan Amore Hotline. Works for 24/7 Sports now, getting his take on Texas and OU coming to the league. We got a text for you here, Blake, on the Titan Amore text line. It comes from Jimmy. He asks, Blake, how has offensive line play changed over, say, the last 10 to 15 years?
I think two things. If you're looking at run blocking wise, a lot of defenses are playing a 3-4 defense now. I mean, back when I played, there wasn't as much of that. There's a lot of teams that's their major, and that's what they do. They play a tight front, and they're clogging up lanes. I think it makes it harder for offensive linemen to get to the next level, depending on what they do. And it's a lot more complex. You've got to have a little more football IQ to play against teams that run that. So I think that's why you see a lot of teams in the SEC that run that, but a lot of teams all over the country that run that. And then two, the pass rushing is the biggest difference, in my opinion. I worked with the defensive line at SMU for 2 years. I coached with I worked for Ole Miss's defensive line coach, Randall Joyner, who's one of the top D-line coaches in the country. He came from Ohio State, and I remember the first day I was there, I was like, hey, what kind of, you know, what do you teach? What kind of move? Like, what are your, you know, pass rush moves, you know, this and that? And he's like, yeah, I teach a side scissor and a long arm. And I'm like, okay, what else? He's like, no, that's it. That's all we do. I'm like, that's it? Like, that's all you teach? And that's what they did at Ohio State, and they've had some good ones come out of Ohio State. But you know, we led the country in sacks my second year, just doing those two things. Hmm. So the D linemen are way better. They use their hands better than they ever have. This long arm's a different deal that wasn't around when I played, and so it all comes down to technique. But in my opinion, the pass rushers are a lot better than they used to be. And they're a lot more skilled with their techniques.
Yeah, there's tremendous athletes on that side of the ball these days. It's crazy. Blake, you know, you being a Southwest Conference guy, Big 12 guy for all these years, have you been to any ballparks in the SEC yet as a, you know, having kids on the team? I mean, obviously they haven't played. This is year one. But I'm trying to think, have you been to any SEC football games?
I've been to one. Texas played at Ole Miss. I can't remember what year it was, but the year before Ole Miss, or maybe it was the year that Ole Miss got all those really good players that they were paying that came in there. Texas played there. one year, which was a blast. I mean, we had so much fun going to the game. And then they came to Austin the next year and smoked Texas. But they kind of – both of them smoked each other at each other's home. So I think that's the only place I've ever been to. So I'm looking forward to you know, getting around the SEC. Maybe not quite as much this year as in the future, but we'll see what happens in Austin with Matt, with my oldest boy.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, having kids at two different major football programs, have you already kind of looked at your schedule for both teams and figured out where you're going to be on Saturdays?
I mean, I've looked at it, but things can change in a heartbeat. I mean, my son at Texas last year was I mean, he wasn't going to play a significant amount of plays, but he was going to play some special teams. And then literally 4 or 5 days before the first game, he got turf toe and was out for, you know, 5 or 6 weeks. So, you know, you just never know what's going to happen and who's going to be available. But the first couple of games, I've kind of got chalked away at where I'm going. My son at Texas, it potentially could be his last year. So we're kind of treating it as though it's his senior year, even though he's got another year he can play. So we're not sure how what he'll do after this year. He's kind of up in the air on it. So we're kind of, you know, focusing on him this year. And then, you know, if you know, Tommy's got a chance to play at Alabama this year, depending on how he does in August. So, you know, if he ends up traveling and has a chance to play, then we'll probably just split up every week.
Yeah, well, I would say this. You need to make the trip to Gainesville because Alabama, you know, with the way the schedule and the conference is, and it's going to change once Texas and OU join us. But this is the first time Bama's been to Gainesville, I think, in the last 10 or 12 years. So they don't get there very often. It's crazy. So hopefully you'll come down and get to see what the Swamp's all about.
Yeah, I'm definitely planning on coming to that game. That's for sure. I'd like to. I mean, obviously, I'd like to go to the opener against Miami, but I'll probably end up going down to Austin for their opener against Louisiana. But the Florida Alabama game is definitely on my to do list. I'm excited about coming down there. I coached one of your former players this spring in the spring league, Nick Buchanan, a center. And great kid, great player. I really enjoyed him. So I told him I got to hook up with him and buy him a beer.
Blake, before I let you go here, I'm just curious. I'd like for everybody to let you to hear, you know, what it's been like for your twin boys in, you know, being in Alabama for a couple of months, what it's been like, how they run their program. I mean, I'm trying to visualize. It's got to be similar to NFL training camps pretty much on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's – I mean, I don't know every single detail of everything that they do. I mean, but I know one thing is they, you know, they do a lot of stuff down there. I mean, they get after it. They have incredible strength and conditioning program. You know, they do a lot of on-the-field activities. They, you know, it's a very organized, well-run machine. You know, they've obviously got great players, so – when you're going against, you know, Will Anderson in practice every day, it's not very much fun. But it's exactly what I thought it would be like, and maybe a little bit more. And just knowing that you've got, you know, Coach Saban there to you know, run his program the way that he knows how to do it, it just makes you, you know, sleep better at night.
Got one last thing for you. Just text just came in from Larry. Larry said, Blake, if you had a young son starting high school ball or middle school ball wanting to be an offensive lineman, what's the most crucial thing at a young age he needs to work on?
It's really two main things. It's hand placement and footwork. If you can work on your hand placement and make sure your hands are in the right spot, run and pass, and you're doing your techniques, you're keeping your elbows in on the run stuff. And, you know, I teach kind of an independent hands pass pro. So it's not the two hand punch like most coaches teach. So, you know, that, but hand placement in general is really important. And then your footwork, your technique, you know, on pass pro, you know, you can't turn your shoulders, and on, you've got to have the, you know, the right steps and getting your second step down on the, in the run game. So, you know, there's, you know, those are the two most important things. And then just to me is get in the weight room, make sure you've got someone that knows what they're doing, that's, you know, that's teaching the right things. I mean, there's so many bad strength coaches that have no idea what they're doing. And so, you know, get as big as you can get, but still being able to move, and get as strong as you can get. But footwork and hand placement are the probably the two most important things.
All right, Blake, good stuff. Good luck to the boys this year, and good luck on your new endeavor with 24/7 Sports, my man.
Yeah, man, I'll see you down in the swamp week 3.
All right, that's Blake Brockermeyer. Join us on the Titan Hotline. Final time out of the program, come back.
We want to take this moment to thank all our sponsors who keep the show going and pay the bills. Our Gridiron sponsors are Crime Prevention Security Systems, large enough to serve you, small enough to care. Titan MRI, Gainesville's only locally owned and operated MRI facility. Meldon Law, won't back down. Peachland Dental, Gator Nation's first choice for dentistry in Port Charlotte. Comfort Temp, comfort is our business, peace of mind is our promise. QC Kinetics, non-surgical regeneration, live pain-free. South State Bank, Celebration Point Town Center, Chris Doring Mortgage. Some of our touchdown sponsors are Campus USA Credit Union, Adams Rib Company, Doreen Wiebe Realtor Caldwell Banker, M.M. Parrish, Gator Dominoes, Celebrate Primary Care, Gator Bait Media, Rap Spot, Okito America, Gators Dockside, Style Cuts, Ironwood Golf Course, Meadowbrook Golf Course, Silverback Concrete Company. If you are interested in promoting your business on the show, visit potupwithshane.com and click the advertise button. Again, thank you to all the great businesses that support the show. If you like what we are doing here, make sure to follow us and support the businesses that support us.
Looking for all type of restaurant people, managers, servers, bartenders, hosts, cooks, dishwashers, bussers. If you think you're good in the restaurant business, then give us a call.
Spurrier's Gridiron Grill job fair is open now. All you have to do is go to spurriersdraft.com and fill out an application.
We're looking for the good team members, and we're looking for people with a wonderful attitude that can make Spurrier's Gridiron Grill the best we can possibly be. To apply, go to spurriersdraft.com.
Welcome back to the Crime Prevention Security System Studios, large enough to serve you, small enough to care. I want to thank Blake Brockermeyer, JC, and Jeffrey Meldon all join us on the Titan MR Hotline. Center State Bank is now South State Bank, but we still put business first. We understand that small businesses need a community business partner that they can rely on. South State has 4 convenient Alachua County locations. South State Bank, banking forward, member FDIC. I want to get to This Day in Sports, brought to you by our good friends at Comfort Temp. Comfort is our business. Peace of mind is our promise. They have a $1,000 sign-on bonus right now for qualified positions. Give them a call at 352-376-2366. This day in sports in 1989, St. Louis Cardinals, Vince Coleman was caught stealing, which ended his record streak of stealing bases at 50. I remember that. He was a phenomenal base stealer, but gosh, going 50 straight without being thrown out is amazing. Make sure you tell all your friends and family to follow us and like us on all the different digital platforms out there. The more followers, the merrier. Today's show's a wrap, brought to you by Rap Spot. Be safe out there.